1 John 4 and 11, it said, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one have ever seen God, but if we love one another, God live in us and his love is made complete in us." It says, as believers, well, 1 John and 4:19, we go there. So we love because he first loved us. Whoever claimed to love God yet hate his brothers and sisters, the Bible says he's a liar. For whomever does not love their sister and brother whom they have seen, and this may be the Living Translation, cannot love God whom they have not seen. In the 21st verse says, "And he have given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love his sisters and brothers." That's a command. That's not just a suggestion. He commanded us to love one another. According to Romans 5:5, we already have that love. We might say, well, I don't have that kind of love like Bishop or like Brother George. Or like, I say like my honey, he's an easygoing person. I don't have that love, you know, but we got it. He have given it to us. The word says his love has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we have that love. Now, we have to develop it, you know. We have to work on walking in love, because sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do when you're around certain peoples, because they maybe haven't grown into the word, or, you know, everybody's not on the same level. So we have to grow into developing that. That's like my husband, we bought another refrigerator, and the refrigerator was there, ready for us to use it. But the thing is, if we didn't plug it up and get it set up to use, then, you know, it was a refrigerator, but it wasn't any use to us till we put it in the socket and fixed it so we could freeze our food and make ice for us. So the same thing with our love walk. You know, if we don't work on developing it, then, you know, we catch ourselves not walking in love. And that'll be on our fault, because we have to work on it. We have to develop that love. It says, Romans 12 says, I don't have what verse that is, but it says, "Hate what is evil or wrong, and stand for what is right. Be kind and affection to one another with brotherly love. Love must be sincere. Be devoted to one another in love. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and not curse." And that word curse in that particular setting scripture is mistreated. It says, the Living Bible say, if someone mistreats you because you are a Christian, don't mistreat them, but pray for them. And so many times, you know, instead of praying, we catch ourselves talking too much, not praying. And the word tells us to speak to our mountains and not talk about it, you know. And but so many times, and I must say, I had to keep a check in on Wilma. Instead of praying, I'd be talking, you know. And so we learn to pray for those that persecute us, you know. And it said, be careful to do what's right in the eyes of everyone. And that is very important for believers, because we are the only Bible some people will ever read. And you know, a lot of people, you hear them say, "Oh, I want to be just like so-and-so, and I want to be like them." Well, if I'm not living right, you know, that'll make me feel kind of bad. But you know, they used to have the saying, "Don't do as I do, but do as I say." Well, that's not a good saying if you're not doing what's right, you know. We need to do the word. And then when we miss the mark, we can repent and get forgiveness. So let's do what's right and live in peace with everyone. Don't take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is my mind to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord." So sometimes we try to take God's place and, you know, well, you know, you don't know what she did to me. I'll take care of that. You know, he said this, and I'm going to get even with him. But God said vengeance was his. So leave that to God. Let him do it, because when we go to trying to get revenge, we mess up and we make things worse, you know. Matters get worse. It says, let God take care of it. It says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. And you know, we talk about taking vengeance and all this, if somebody do us wrong. And I've heard this phrase used so much. Say, you shoot my dog and I'm gonna kill your cat. Well, that's not love. We're not walking in love. Because see, that can cause more trouble instead of a dog and cat getting killed than somebody else. You know, the human being might get hurt or whatever. So the word says, leave it to God. Vengeance is here. And we give to those that are in need. In doing this, we will be heaping coals of fire on their head. So let's heap some coals of fire. You know, let's do that. Being nice to someone, and I heard this saying too, you know, about an argument. A person ain't gonna argue by themselves. Now, there's something wrong with them if they constantly walking around arguing by themselves and you act like you're not paying them any mind. You know, just leave it alone and do what's right about what the word tells us to do. And when we do the word, then we can be blessed and stay out of trouble a lot of time. But leave the vineyard to God. Said, as a believer,